Hey, this is Letitia. Now, you know that I could not resist. There is no way that I could go off on poor little Kramer, Michael, what's-his-face, and not talk about the old, misunderstood radio icon, Don, I must be a racist. There's been so much coverage that I'd be negligent to not mention and give you a chance to give your opinions on the topic. So to recap, for those of you that may not have heard the dialogue on every radio and television station around the globe, the on-air conversation included Don Imus, WFAN show host Sid Rosenberg, producer Bernard McKirk, and show regular Charles McCord. Now, they were talking about the NCAA women's basketball finals between Rutgers and Tennessee.
So I watched the basketball game last night between a little bit of Rutgers and Tennessee, the women's final.
Yeah, Tennessee won last night, seventh championship for Pat Summitt. Man, they beat Rutgers by 13 points.
That's some rough girls from Rutgers, man. They got tattoos and
some hardcore hoes.
That's some nappy-headed hoes there. I'm going to take that down.
Oh, man,
that's some... Ooh. And the girls from Tennessee, they all look cute, you know, so... Like, kind of like a, I don't know.
Spike Lee thing.
Yeah.
The Jingaboos versus the Wannabes,
that
movie that he had.
Yeah, it was a tough,
do the right thing.
Yeah.
Where do I begin? Raise your hand if you are tired of watching and hearing women in general, and black women in particular, being ridiculed and degraded. The way I see it, it's wrong no matter who does it. Rappers, directors, radio personalities, whoever. Wrong is wrong. I'm tired of hearing grown folks point fingers and say things like, well, they said it first, and how come they can say it and we can't say it? Do you think that these images and stereotypes have anything to do with how men view women? How they treat women in the dating world? What about how young girls see themselves and choose to carry themselves, and based on that, how they allow men to treat them? I mean, really, if you see enough images of women half-naked being passed around like meat, you may not do it personally, but at some point, it becomes an acceptable form of behavior. Our young girls start to think things like, if they can do it, why can't I? Or, maybe that's why I don't have a man. Or... oh, that's what men want. I believe in freedom of speech. However, with all rights come certain responsibilities. Any fool with a mouth and tongue can exercise their right to free speech, with no regard to whom they may harm. Words have power, and they can hurt. They can also leave emotional scars. I don't really care who's talking, singing, or joking about nappy-headed hoes. It's never acceptable or funny to me. Now, I feel the need to clarify because I am aware that there are entertainers that have built their careers on degrading women under the guise of keeping it real. And to that I say, hey, do what you do. If people want to pay their hard-earned money to hear you keep it real, feel free, in an arena specifically set up for that purpose. What I don't appreciate are people that talk first and think later. People that are in influential positions and they use that power to give out hurtful, inaccurate, and sometimes hateful information. They put it in a glass and they serve it up as entertainment. Because it's not properly labeled, anyone can walk up to that glass, see its contents, take a sip, and pass it on without regard or the ability to decipher news from entertainment or reality from reality radio or TV. And the public hears it, and that's whether they want to or not. I consider myself to be a very open-minded and not easily offended person. I don't claim to have all the answers or solutions. I do think that we all have a responsibility to raise society's children and our consciousness to a level that is higher than it's been, not as low as it can go. There is a time and a place for everything. Not everything is for everyone. This being said, we must all take responsibility for our words and actions and hold others accountable for theirs too. If you have children or not, it's up to us all to make sure that they are protected from negative images that can have long-term effects on their spirit and sense of what's acceptable behavior and language. We are all connected. That young girl that's being called a whore today could be your future wife, your daughter, or the girl your son falls in love with. Maybe the easiest way to control the situation is to ask the question, would I say that to my child, my mother? Would I date or marry someone who thought that about themselves? I doubt very seriously that even if Don Imus's child was a nappy-headed hoe, he would say so to her face, let alone on national radio and television. So why say it about someone else's daughter? But then again, that's entertainment. One more thing for the record. The Spike Lee movie was not Do the Right Thing. But who cares if you're accurate, as long as you're entertaining, right?